Well, a big welcome back into the Grow Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka, here with my co-host Jay Randolph Jr., much better known, though, as STL Golf Geek on Twitter, and little drum roll, Janice Self, our executive producer. Jay, congratulations are in order. I understand you're the new golf ambassador to another Walters Golf Management property, Sullivan Golf Course, just outside St. Louis, often called the hidden jewel of the South Central Missouri area. Tell us about it.
I had not heard the hidden jewel, but I love it. It's a unique spot, about an hour away from St. Louis proper. And they were a country club, Bob, for a long time. And a couple years ago, it just wasn't financially in a situation where it could maintain that. And they went through some ownership groups. They found Walters Golf Management to manage it. And they've decided for me to go down there and try and really get it kickstarted. So it's a lot different than what I had at Gateway National, which was basically a factory. Go to the first tee. It's about growing it, about getting the community involved, and I'm looking forward to the challenge, my man.
Is it a good test, Jay?
Yes, people freak out when they see it 6,100 yards and they think they can go tear it up. The par threes are fantastic. The course finishes with two par fives, which I love. Opportunity for birdie on your final two holes. And if you play your normal game, you're going to shoot a good score for you. But if you get a little sideways, you better watch out. So, it'll be fun also updating our listeners about some of the stuff we're trying to do. And if they get in the St. Louis area, make the trek down to Sullivan.
Well, I don't have to wish you any luck, or I have to wish luck to the people that haven't played the Sullivan Golf Course. Make it a point, call up, ask for Jay Randolph Jr. He'll take care of you, and yep, I guarantee you'll have a great golf experience. Anyway, before we move on to the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play Championship, I want to say congratulations to Dawn Lewis, the wife of the widow now of J.L. Lewis. They had a massive fundraiser last Friday, Jay, out at Cimarron Hills Golf Club. They had 250 players. A lot of tour pros were there. And Dawn just wants to express her gratitude that everybody that showed up, Sonny Rhodes, Bob Joyce, they were all there. It was just a great day of golf, and everybody had some great stories about J.L. Lewis, one of the finest guys ever to play this game, and went way too early. But congratulations, Dawn. Job well done. Speaking of job well done, Jay, what about Billy Horschel? He's the big winner, banking $1,820,000, but he earned it.
Huge week for Billy Ho. I mean, the way he is a perfect type of player for match play. And you really saw some of that this year with guys like Kuchar and a handful of others that have that match play makeup. But this was, without question for Billy Horschel, a giant victory. I mean, he did get hot that time and win the tour championship. This is maybe his biggest win. I mean, you can put it right up there with the tour championship, that time when he got hot and won BMW and the tour championship in 2014, but he hadn't won in a couple of years. He won a team event, down at Zurich in 2018, but he hadn't won an individual event on the tour since 2017's AT&T Byron Nelson. So I was extremely impressed with how steady and solid Billy Horschel was.
Before we get to listen to Billy Horschel, we were down at Honda the year following the Byron Nelson. And Byron Nelson, people had asked us if we could get Billy to do a little promo. We asked him before he teed off if after he finished, would he do this promo for us? And he said, certainly. Well, he shot about 77, 78 that day, and I was waiting with Janice off the 18th green. And, you know, I said to Billy, look, Billy, I know you didn't have a great day. You don't have to do this, you know, right now. He said, Bob, if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And, you know, that just showed me a lot about Billy Horschel. And here's how he sounded after that victory.
It's amazing. You just never know when you're going to win. You just never know when, you know, it's going to be your time. You just got to continue to work hard day in and day out. And that's what I do. And today just happened to be my time. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have swings in matches where you think you're going to win a hole and you wind up tying or losing the hole. But you just got to understand that the next hole is a new opportunity to win a hole or and improve your standing. So I've got the mentality that I'm never down and I'm never out until you tell me I can't play anymore. So I think that's a perfect mentality for match play. I'm a bulldog. I fight hard. I never give up, and I always think I can win. I always think there's a way I can get the job done, and I think that mentality just allows me to play well in match play.
Sounds like a middleweight fighter there, Jay. He's tough. He's tough.
Well, the mentality, and you know it, Bob, from your playing days, whether it be in tournament match play or cash games. I mean, that's match play. You know, you want that kind of fighter. You saw Sergio. I mean, you saw Kuchar. Kuchar, a U.S. amateur champion. I mean, there are guys that handle match play better than others. I mean, to think that the only number one seed in a pod of 16 pods, the only one to advance, was Rombo. I mean, that just tells you about match play, that, you know, whether you're 1 or 64 on any given day, when you're at that level, anybody can beat anybody.
No, you're right about that. And hats off to Dale Morgan, the head professional at the Austin Country Club. Certainly the teaching grounds for Harvey Penick for so many years. I remember many visits going to Austin Country Club, getting some lessons from Harvey Penick. Many call the greatest teacher in the world because the way he did it, Jay, basically, in other words, he didn't give you a whole bottle of aspirin. He gave you one aspirin to work on, and I used to marvel. He'd give you that aspirin, and you'd say, why is he doing this to my golf swing? And then the next day or the day after, that light switch would go on, and you'd realize what he was saying and what a gentleman he was. Never charged a lot of money. The great story, of course, when he was asked that, you know, he should write a book, and he was told the publisher said $50,000, and, you know, Harvey said, wait a minute, I don't have $50,000. And they said, Mr. Penick, they're going to give you $50,000. And the Little Red Book, maybe the greatest sports book ever written. It was just nice. I mean, Dale Morgan, the golf club, Billy Horschel winning. And boy, oh boy, congratulations to the finalist and runner-up, Scotty Scheffler, from the University of Texas. He had a ton of fans out there. You know, Scotty Scheffler is going to be somebody to be heard from. I mean, I was very impressed with his game. I mean, he hits it a mile, and he's a great guy, another great player coming out of the University of Texas. I expect big things from Scotty Scheffler in the future.
The only thing he's missing so far is consistency. He has spots where he really plays well, and then he goes missing for a couple of weeks, but that's okay. You can do that as a pro. he this was his first time in the WGC Dell match play. There were a lot of players playing their first time because there was no championship last year. And we've seen that influx of young players, Bob. Scheffler is certainly a player to be reckoned with. I think he'll contend at one of the four major championships this year. I think he's that caliber of player. And he's also, you know, we didn't mention about Billy Ho and Scheffler, both fighting for the Ryder Cup team. I mean, Scheffler is 14, and Billy Ho has jumped up to 11. So it's going to be very interesting as the year progresses, and only next week starting with the Masters. So there's a whole lot of things still to happen.
Yeah, and of course, Scheffler's coach at UT, John Fields, probably one of the finest golf coaches in the country, and he's very high on his boy Scheffler. And Scheffler had this to say following the disappointment of finishing second and earning only $1,150,000 for second place.
Yeah, I think I'm proud of the way I fought all week. My game was trending in the right direction pretty much the entire time. And, you know, this afternoon was really the first time I didn't feel like I played my best. Or not, didn't play my best. I think this afternoon was probably my worst round out of the last, you know, four, I think. And so, I mean, I grinded it out. I fought really hard, and I just wasn't able to make the putts this afternoon. I just couldn't get anything going. I got a few weird breaks at the beginning of the round, and then a few silly shots here and there, and just didn't make the putts. A couple of misreads, you know. Can't really put my finger on it. It's just, you know, it's golf. It's a hard game. You can't always play your best, but I did what I could with what I had today. It just wasn't enough.
Boy, those greens were tricky, though, Jay. They were lightning fast and a lot of undulation, very small greens. But certainly, I think Austin Country Club is the ideal venue for a match play competition.
No, it's a fantastic venue for it. I couldn't agree with you more. Match play type of holes. And I think we ought to remember the golf course played totally different Sunday, especially Sunday morning. That wind was really a factor. And when you've got those type of greens and the wind in action, it becomes very tough. I mean, I don't think Kuchar made a birdie in his match with Scheffler, and yet it went to 18 holes. So that'll tell you how tough things work. Kuchar won the consolation match, a big week for Francis Victor Perez, and a good match play, solid. You would have liked to have maybe had some more star power involved in the weekend, but, you know, it's match play, and that's just what's going to happen. The star power is getting ready. You're going to get enough of it next week.
That's for sure. They're all getting ready for that trip down Magnolia Lane. Well, it was another event, Jay, that took place last week. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, and Joel Dahman, who has been, you know, kind of a journeyman and played on the Corn Ferry Tour and various tours and has shown success on the PGA Tour, gets his first winner's check at the age of 33. It was his 111th start. And, you know, again, a guy that it pays off, the hard work, the perseverance. And while it was a second event on tour, an opposite field event, that doesn't get him into Augusta, but it does get him into the PGA Championship. It gets him into the Century Tournament of Champions out there with Janice and Bob and Kapalua, hopefully, and a life changer for Joel Dahman.
Boy, if you can't go to the Masters, I'll tell you what, going to Maui is not a bad alternative. All right, this week, back in the state of Texas, the Valero Texas Open, and obviously, last chance for anybody to get into the Masters field.
It is, and, you know, it's a pretty decent field. It's a little top-heavy, even though DJ withdrew. To prep a little more for the Masters. You got Spieth, who is still riding high, no question about it. Mickelson, who likes to play before a major, has been showing that he's on decent form and that he's not necessarily a Champions player tour, a Champions Tour player. Kuchar, who just breathed a little life into his game thanks to the match play. Finau, who was kind of disappointing at the match play. Ricky Fowler, what's going on? Bob, you talked about Scheffler's ties to the state of Texas. He's playing this week off the runner-up. Gary Woodland using this as a prep for the Masters. Siwoo Kim, who plays damn near every week. Well, he was in the hunt last year. So this is going to be a good prelude for the Masters.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, just hope that the wind doesn't blow too hard so that, you know, because we can't expect high winds or winds really to be a factor down at Augusta. All right, Jay, DraftKings results from match play. How'd you do, buddy?
I made Rahm my key guy. I made the decision that I was just going to ride the Rahm horse at both the match play and the Masters. And, you know, I had he and Sergio made the round of 16 but didn't do enough for me. So not the best week. This week I love Corey Connors. I mentioned Siwoo Kim a moment ago. I think he's got a big chance this week. And I'm taking Jim Furyk, the veteran, and because he every time he's played this year, he's played pretty well. So a little flyer there, and, you know, the hint is already there. I've said it. Rahm's going to get a green jacket, and until he does, I'm going to keep beating that drum, and he'll be my key horse next week. But you know, it's going to be very interesting to see the pricing next week.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the name Lee Westwood. He goes to sudden death with Sergio Garcia, and Garcia ends it with a hole in one.
Hole in one.
I mean, Lee Westwood is facing nothing but adversity, but he continues to play great golf. I mean, what a sentimental pick he would be down at Augusta.
Well, there's no question about it. And people, you know, 2 years ago, we saw the amazing consistency of Rory that led to no major championships. He's been a little more inconsistent this year. You wonder if Rory will be ready to pounce come next week at Augusta. I mean, obviously, Dustin, I think, you know, despite the troubles he had in November, Bob, if you look at a lot of the ways in which Bryson DeChambeau played Augusta, it sets up well for him. I mean, just that sheer power. I mean, Justin Thomas is on track. Spieth loves the place. The international guys like Tommy Fleetwood, and you mentioned Westwood and Casey. You know, nobody likes talking about him, but Patrick Reed, folks. I mean, he loves the place. Can he add another jacket to his closet? What's the situation with Brooks Koepka? It's all quiet on that front. Bob, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week as we get people ready for the first major.
Yeah, that Masters is really nothing like it. And with the, you know, huge number of great players right now, I think it's going to be terrific. I mean, you touched on a bunch of them right now. I'll give a little tease on my European player. I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood, as long as he doesn't get a haircut. I got a message out to him. I like that long hair. So, Tommy, let's leave it long. It'll look great with a green jacket. All right. How about LPGA's first major of the year, Jay?
It's great. It shouldn't be called the ANA Inspiration. It should be called the ANA Dyna, is what it should be. It's the 50th anniversary of, you know, other than probably the United States Women's Open, the most significant event in the ladies' game, and it'll be great. And I hope they have a tremendous champion. It's tough for them because it falls in between the match play and the Masters. The Final Four or however it's going. I can't even pay attention to when those games are anymore. And, you know, I'll be more interested probably over the weekend in the Augusta National Ladies Amateur, but I hope it's a great week for the LPGA event. And, Bob, as I mentioned, 9 of the top 10 amateurs in the world are in the field for the Augusta Ladies Amateur Championship, which I thought was great in its initial playing. We're going to see this 17-year-old Rose Zhang, who is apparently a world beater. They play the first two rounds at the Champions Retreat, and then the gals get to tee it up, where at one time they couldn't even think about it, Augusta National Golf Club. So, and it's also that special weekend, Bob, with the drive, chip, and putt finals. And I've got a family here in St. Louis that I'm close to that has a girl that's going to be competing. So, you know, we talked about what they've done down at Augusta and Chairman Payne and all the things. I mean, we just mentioned they're going to have a ladies' amateur championship and kids are going to be out at Augusta on a Sunday. My, oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, boy, times are changing. And just getting back to that dinosaur, you brought back a memory. I was covering that event several years ago, and all of a sudden this lady was standing alongside of me, and I looked. It was Dinah Shore, and she said, are you Mr. Bupker? I said, yes. She said, I'm having a little cookout at my house later on. Would you like to come? Man, I thought I just got invited to the Masters myself. I mean, at a cookout with Dinah Shore, man, those days were as good as they get. And boy, the golf that's coming up right now certainly is as good as it gets. You mentioned the drive, chip, and putt. Good luck to everybody. Good luck to your friends there in the St. Louis area. Well, Jay, this is certainly the time of year with the excitement level for golf fans to slowly reach that crescendo as we drive down Magnolia Lane. We got so much to look for. Rory McIlroy, if he wins, he'll be completing his Grand Slam. I don't think you can count him out. Will another of the new young breed break through, or will it be up to some savvy veterans to go home with the green jacket? Jay and I certainly can't wait to find out. We'll be back next week with a preview of the upcoming 2021 Masters.